Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Friday. Today, the team and I were planning on giving you a replay here on the podcast, but I wanted to do something different because I am so excited to share with you that I just received this morning an email with my heroic public speaking done for you speaker reel. And I just got done watching it about an hour ago. I had to calm down my emotions before I came to record this episode for you. But today I wanted to let you know that my speaker reel is done, share that excitement with you, and give you access to watching it on YouTube if you desire to. So a little bit of a backstory for those of you who don't remember, or maybe you're just finding this podcast and this is the first episode that you're listening to. Last year in 2023, I participated in an 8-month intensive graduate style course on public speaking. I spent 12 weeks writing and editing a keynote with an incredibly popular writer, AJ Harper. She has been a ghostwriter for many, many, many successful authors, has written many successful books of her own, and I got to chat with her every single week about writing and editing my keynote speech. And then I spent 12 weeks in person with Michael and Amy Port at Heroic Public Speaking in New Jersey, where I got to learn how to deliver that keynote speech, perform that keynote speech. We worked on emotions that we want to feel. We worked on timing of the speech. We worked on blocking and staging. We worked on so many really incredible things. And I am just so fucking proud of the work that we created together, myself, Heroic Public Speaking, and Moho Video, who did all of the filming and editing. This is a financial investment that I made in myself. So I'm talking about these companies, but they in no way gifted me any of this. This is something that I paid for, a $26,000 investment to learn how to be one of the best keynote speakers that ever existed. And I know that that is something that is in my future. I'm so excited for the stages that I'm going to speak on in 2024 and beyond. And it was so emotional for me watching this speaker reel back. I was sharing on stories before I watched it on Instagram what a journey it's been to get comfortable hearing my voice. Even when I first started recording for the podcast, it felt so uncomfortable to hear the sound of my own voice. And now in the last several months or year or so, it's been a journey of getting comfortable seeing myself on video. And I've done so much work on myself to build my confidence and improve my body image. And this has just been a new layer of deepening that work for myself. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel watching that video back. I didn't do anything to quote unquote prepare physically, right? Like I didn't go on a crash diet. I didn't try and lose any weight. I didn't do anything to make myself quote unquote look better. I just showed up as I was. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel watching that video back. Would I be focused on my appearance or what I looked like or what my body looked like? And it was so nice to watch that video and say that no, I didn't feel any of that. I just felt so much pride in who I am. And I literally started sobbing probably halfway through just watching myself and thinking like, wow, like this is a woman that I in my life would have really fucking looked up to. Like someone that I wish could have been a role model for me as I've navigated through all the things that I've been through in my life. Someone who I look at and I think is beautiful and smart and well articulated and knows what she is talking about and inspiring and powerful. And I'm just like looking at the video and I'm like, that's me. Like that is me that I'm looking at. And what a wild feeling to watch yourself and think like, I've become who I've always wanted to be in my life. It's crazy. It's just been such an emotional afternoon, like reflecting on all of this. I used to be a person who was so miserable in her life, was unhappy with herself in so many aspects, not just the size of my body or my weight, but so many aspects of my life, I was unhappy with myself. And to witness who I've become is just, it's so fucking cool. And I'm so grateful that I took a chance on myself, and even when things have felt hard, I've continued to put one foot in front of the other and show up and put in the effort to be a better version of myself. And the areas of my life in which I'm working on are constantly changing, but I'm constantly working on improving at something. And that feels really, really good because I was for most of my life a woman who was just very, very complacent in life and didn't strive for much, probably because I didn't believe that I could achieve much. And it's just really special to witness myself being who I've always wanted to be and to look at that and just say like, wow, that's you. It feels really, really, really fucking cool. So I wanted to share these feelings and emotions with you and give you access to watching my speaker reel. The link is in the show notes of this episode. We're not even going to put the audio here. I thought about it so that you could hear what I say, but I really want you to watch it and witness it because it's really beautiful and really, really powerful. If you do watch the speaker reel, I would love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. This is bits and pieces from my keynote speech. Some of it has been rewritten so that the story makes sense in just 5 minutes. But these are bits and pieces from my keynote speech, and it's really fun to be able to share this with you. I would love, love, love to hear your feedback. You can obviously leave a comment on the YouTube video if you desire to, or you can feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I love you guys to absolute pieces. I appreciate you always sharing in my journey with me. That's really how all of this started. And it's so fun to be able to continue to bring you on the journey with me as I change and grow and evolve. And I hope that watching me continue to grow and change and achieve the things that I want in my life is evidence and hope for you that you are so capable of doing the same, because please remember, there's nothing special about me, okay? I love you guys to absolute pieces, and I will chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.